No one living today and no one living in the foreseeable future will ever experience living in a natural community, what some people call an ecosystem or biome, that is remotely healthy or anything remotely like it was prior to the beginnings of this culture's destruction of the planet. We have almost no idea of how fecund the planet was prior to this culture. We've heard a few things like, I've mentioned this before, and I read this in a wonderful book by Laura Cunningham about what California was like before conquest, that if you were anywhere near a river or stream in California, you would probably see a grizzly bear every 15 minutes. And there are accounts of the cod being so thick off the coast of Newfoundland that you couldn't get your ship through them. And there were runs of capelin. They're small fish who lay their eggs on the shore, and they run into the shore, and you would be ankle deep in fish. And the sand became so spongy from all the eggs that you would sink in the sand, again up to your ankles. And there were squid runs that were so big that the squid behind would be pushing the squid in front out of the water, and they would there would be like a foot deep and 100 feet long of 100 feet from the high water mark out to 100 feet in the water of just the bodies of these squid, and you would have to clear them out with a shovel, and that's how many there were. Whales kept people awake because with all their blowing. And there were places where it was pretty much a constant mist from all the blowing. And the greatest danger to shipping in the North Atlantic was not icebergs, and it wasn't rocks, and it wasn't fog. It was whales. It was so many whales that you would run into them, which, of course, is a hazard to them, too. And I get a lot of these pieces of information from a wonderful book by Farley Mott. Horrible. I mean, it's wonderful and it's terrifying and it's sad. A book by Farley Mott called Sea of Slaughter. It was written or published in 1984. And he has lots of primary accounts of what the world was like prior to its destruction, actually what North America was like prior to its destruction. And as I said earlier, Laura Cunningham wrote something similar for California, describing what the early European explorers saw. And I've seen accounts, I don't remember if this was in Laura Cunningham's book or not, but I remember reading about the San Francisco Bay, that the early Spanish explorers said that the bay was as though it was paved with sea lions. And the Gulf of Mexico, I've read accounts of sea turtles, that it was as though you could walk across the Gulf of Mexico on the backs of sea turtles. And I don't have the research ability or the time, really. I've got other projects, but I kind of hate it when people suggest projects to me because I've got my own stuff to do. But I'm going to suggest a project for somebody watching this, which is I would dearly love to see accounts like Farley Mowat did of contemporary accounts, collections of contemporary accounts for the rest of the world, like Laura Cunningham did for California. I would love to see one of those for Iowa. In fact, I have one for Iowa called A Country So Full of Game. Beautiful accounts. At one point, Iowa was perhaps the most biodiverse state in this country. And I would love to see one of those for Florida. I would love to see one of those for Angola. I would love to see one of those for Iraq. I would love to see one of those for Iran. The Baltic Sea. I would love a project that consisted of what was the world like. And there were walruses in France. Walruses in France. They were as far south as the Bay of Biscay, and there were walruses in the English Channel up until about 1,800 years ago. And we don't know this. There were penguins in the Northern Hemisphere. We know that, right? I've talked about that before. They were called great auks, A-U-K-S. And their name was penguin in Portuguese, which means the fat one. And the penguins of the Southern Hemisphere, which are not related to the great auks, they were called penguins because they looked like the great auks. And the great auks, there were so many that on just one island, a French explorer said that they could load every ship in France and it wouldn't make a dent. Well, they did, and it did. And the last one was killed in the middle of the 19th century. And, I mean, did you know that there were walruses in France? And I would love to see accounts of what it was like. I've said many, many times in many different ways and places that Iraq was a cedar forest so thick that sunlight never touched the ground. Greece was heavily forested. North Africa was heavily forested. I want to see those accounts collected, and I want us to at least have the faintest glimmer in reading of what we have lost and what we have done and what we have destroyed.